one of the things that we see here is that the term ahava is probably incorrectly translated as love. We translated it as love, but we see here, and we see also in the Rambam, that the term ahava would probably be more accurately translated as like than love. It's the antithesis of hate, and I don't think that is love. I think that is like. In the sense that he keeps using it. You're proud when you attain what you like, not what you love. I think love is too powerful a term. Because then love and hate are extremes. And most things in life we don't love or hate. They're somewhere in the middle. You like and you dislike. He uses these extreme terms. I'm not sure that that they're correctly applied. I think it would be more correct to say what you like and dislike in translating ahava and sina. But let's see. We'll continue with him.